This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Biden is supporting Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who sharply criticized Israel's prime minister yesterday while calling for new elections. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden is backing the Senate's top Democrat after Chuck Schumer called for new elections in Israel. Schumer yesterday blistered Israel's leader.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way,
saying Israel has lost global support as Palestinian casualties grow during its offensive in Gaza.
He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him, but by many Americans.
The president's backing is the latest sign the U.S. relationship with Israel is heading toward a fracture amid the Gaza war. The latest challenge is Israel's plan to go after Hamas in Rafah, where Palestinians have clustered to avoid fighting elsewhere. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the U.S. insist Israel must have a clear plan to minimize civilian harm.
And we've not yet seen such a plan.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Palestinian Health Ministry accused Israeli forces of launching an attack near an aid distribution point in war-racked northern Gaza, killing 20 people and wounding 155 others. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
The Israeli military says the report's false, adding it was assessing the violence that occurred late on Thursday. With the thoroughness that it deserves, the international community has been pushing for more aid to enter Gaza, frustrated with the growing humanitarian crisis and with Israel's restrictions that have prevented more aid getting in by land. Australia announced early on Friday it would resume funding to the United Nations Relief Agency for Palestinians and pledged additional money to UNICEF to provide urgent services in Gaza. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.